On ABC Radio Brisbane, Steve Austin.
The Productivity Commission has released a draft report on how to improve, fix and help manufacturing here in Queensland. Sadly, they're not able to speak about their draft report. That won't happen until after October by the looks of it. My guest is Joe Anden, founder of Vooly Trampolines. Joe, you run an award-winning company, but you manufacture your trampolines in Asia, in China. Why? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is something I'm very passionate about.
Here you are. You've got this award-winning company, acknowledged all over Australia and around the world, Joe, but you're not able to manufacture here in Queensland. Why not?
And it would be a dream. You wouldn't believe the issues with manufacturing overseas. The lead time it takes to get the products here, the difficulties in trying to create the premium brand and the premium quality products, trying to do that overseas. It's really, really hard, and I don't think I'm the only company that wants to do it here. And I was very inspired when I visited a company. I won't name names, but maybe 15 years ago, they got a grant from the government to invest millions of dollars in machinery so they could be competitive with overseas manufacturing. And they supply some of the biggest companies in Australia at great prices because they have that machinery. And I looked at that and said, I want to do that. I want to do the same. And I tried so many grants and I rank so many government loans and I couldn't get a cent really. And so in order to be competitive with the overseas manufacturing, you need to have very, very heavy investment in machinery to get to the same cost, the same prices. And for them, they buy $200,000-$300,000 worth of machinery and throw 300-400 people at it. But for us, we would need to buy $5-6 million of machinery and throw 50-70 people at it in order to be competitive. And we just don't have that kind of money and no one provides that kind of assistance.
So there are two main stumbling blocks for you to manufacture your award-winning products here in Queensland at the moment. What are they?
Okay, so that was the first one, not being able to get the machinery. The other issue we have for ourselves as a company, and I know that we're not alone, many companies have this. You've been hearing about a lot of investments coming out of China, and they're buying property, they've been investing in companies, and sometimes as a company, when you're growing, you get backed into a corner where you need to take on those investments. And at one stage, we did take on a minor investment from a Chinese supplier. And because of that, what they do is they use that position, they use that power to do everything that they can possibly to prevent you from manufacturing in Australia as well. And when there's no alternative investments to take them out coming from Australia, then you're forced into that situation. And believe it or not, these guys are offering much better deals than would otherwise be offered in Australia. But what they do is they block you from moving your manufacturing to Australia. So they invest and block. That's one issue. And I've asked, and the Chinese government helps them. The Chinese government provides them with the money to do this. But the Australian government does not provide any support in getting them out. No support, but they have government support.
Now, I understand you were on the phone to the Queensland State Government about this yesterday. Can you tell me, are you prepared to tell me at all what you said to them?
Yeah, well, I told them this exactly. I spoke to a very lovely, very nice person, and I'd been following it up from many perspectives. And they emailed me a whole bunch of grants, which I've looked at, and most of them I'd seen before, but none of them would be able to help me specifically with those issues that I had mentioned. And a lot of them have very, very strict rules where, for example, they say you need to match investments dollar for dollar, which is fine, but they say, but the founder of the company cannot be the one to match the investment. So who else is going to do it? I'm happy to match the investment dollar for dollar, but they said the founder is excluded. So I don't understand why they would even put that rule in. So there's a lot of red tape around it that really make these funds and these grants not very good. And then I called the hotlines, and you're really talking to someone that has no idea what they're talking about as well. So yeah, it's not good. I've been pursuing this for a year and a half, 2 years, and because I've met some people that were around in the funds, and the grants were a lot more reasonable and a lot more accessible, and I've seen them set up some great manufacturing operations in Australia by getting that upfront support. And then they've been doing those things for 15 years now. And imagine all the business that they bought back from China. And we got a contract now that's $10 million a year. It's currently manufactured in the U.S. But because of our issue, we're going to have to manufacture in China. So we're taking business from the U.S. to China instead of from the U.S. to Australia, which you would think we can compete with the U.S. in manufacturing, but there's just no support.
So you can't even it's one thing to compete with China, but you can't even compete with the U.S. because you're not getting the right sort of support here in Australia, here in Queensland.
That's correct. You got it.
My guest is Joe Anden. He's the founder of Vully Trampolines, that's V-U-L-Y. Joe, just explain how big or productive your company is now, what you're doing. Can you give me an indication?
Yeah, so for backyard products like swing sets and trampolines, about 50 to 60,000 units we'd be manufacturing. Then we also do commercial manufacturing for large commercial recreational products.
Yep.
And that's another $5 to $10 million a year of business on top of that. And that kind of work would be the easiest stuff to do in Australia because it's currently done in the US, and we'd love to do it in Australia. But without upfront investment in custom-made machinery, the costs just don't make sense. But with the machinery, it does.
You want to manufacture here?
It would be a dream.
You dream of manufacturing in Queensland, but there's nothing that the state or federal government are doing that actually meets the needs of new, expanding, globally exporting successful companies like yourself.
That's correct.
And when you ring them to just talk it, you think that they just don't get what's actually happening, that they have not the right experience, not the right market knowledge of what's actually going on.
Yeah, very narrow in what they offer. Very specific. Not things that suit the particular issues. There's nothing out there, nothing at all, that helps Australian companies fight back against Chinese investments, which are specifically designed to keep the manufacturing in China. There's nothing that even refers to that. There's as if they're even unaware of the issue.
So the Chinese attract you there, and when they get you there, they block you from leaving, or they have a whole range of mechanisms, tools or devices to block you from leaving there.
Yes, it's like a trap.
My guest is Joe Anden. He's the founder of Vully Trampolines. I assume you've heard of them. They keep winning awards and they're getting noticed all around the world. They've really caught the attention of many. Joe is a local guy, ripping yarn. You tried to raise this with the state government, but you didn't get any real satisfaction when you spoke with different bureaucrats. When you pick up the phone and you point out that their business investment grants, the way they have them structured, they don't help.
Yeah, you know, I even went to those R&D agencies that help you apply for funding, and a lot of them just refused to apply for any grants because they said it's a waste of time because none of them are going to they're just too narrow. They're just not going to help you with these kinds of things.
You're exactly the sort of company we need here in Queensland to employ people because you're innovating and you're exporting globally and you want to do it here, but there are too many problems or barriers to do it here. So what's going to happen, Joe? You're not going to manufacture here.
I'm going to keep trying. I got an email yesterday from a very lovely person in one of those departments, and she gave me about 5 numbers to ring. And, you know, I'm a relentless person. I never give up. I'll just keep calling everyone forever for another year and a half. And hopefully someone returns my call.
How many people are you employing in China today, Joe Anden?
So through the manufacturing in China, we create about 300 to 400 jobs.
Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.